Babe, are you here? How when did you get home? How they let you off early? That's good. Yeah, I've just got in now. I'm so tired. Oh, I'm so tired. Yeah. Oh, have you run a bath for me? Oh, you're just the best, aren't you? Oh. And you've made dinner. What do I do to deserve a man like you? Oh, babe, you are. You're so perfect and so amazing. No, you are. We all have his flaws and his idiosyncrasies. But you just, I don't know, you're just amazing. Every day that I spend with you, I just feel much better. I wake up and I see your face and I'm happy. I go to work and you leave me a message and I hear your voice and I'm so happy. And then I come home and you just, little things like this. It's always a little thing, babe. You know that. If you bought me, I don't know, if you bought me a car or an expensive piece of jewellery, I'd appreciate it, because obviously it's come from you, but I'd much prefer this. You making dinner and spending time with me, and I think time's more precious than material things. And I think attention. Yeah, I know, I like attention, but so what? Who doesn't? You like attention as well? No, not as much as me, though. I know, I get it. But it's like the little things, like the text messages that you send me through the day. I think, lets me know that you're thinking about me. And, I don't know, the way you make my lunch for work and you put it in the fridge the night before. And I know I do them things for you as well, babe. But I don't know when you're doing for me. I just feel like I'm the luckiest person alive. I feel like someone actually gets me and you don't know how long I waited for you. All the other people did not compare. I went on a few dates and I met a few people, but no one ever got to my heart the way you did. Babe, all my walls just came tumbling down. Every wall that I ever put up, you just bashed right through them and charged yourself on. And it's amazing. And I love you so much. And you tell me that you love me every day. And when I have like moments of self-doubt or I'm not being that very kind to myself, you tell me something it was just maybe a compliment or, you know, you're beautiful or whatever. And it just lifts me up and it brightens my day. And I got compliments off people. I'm not big-headed, but people complimented me. But I never actually listened till I met you. It's always been you. I didn't know you, and then when I did, I couldn't get you out of my head. I think about you morning, noon, and night, and then I tell myself that you'd never go for someone like me. I'd never be your type. And then you showed up and you just, I don't know, you just took me by surprise. And I fell head over heels for you. Literally. When I fell in front of you, you would, oh, it was so embarrassing. Oh, it really was. But yeah, I actually did fall for you. Literally and figuratively. But you're just so amazing. And yeah, we have arguments and we have like little spats and, but regardless of the arguments, we can argue with each other and then within an hour, we're back friends again. And that's why I know that you're my best friend. You're my whole world. And there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. Nothing. I would do everything I could to make you happy. Oh, sweet of you to say. You make me happy so much as well. You really do. I just wished I could show you how much I loved you. I know I show you in that way, but you know what I mean. I wish you could see through my eyes what I see in you. Because then you'd realise that no one could ever, ever take your place. No one. I love you so much. I mean, my heart just beats out of my chest just for you. Shut up, I'm not being cheesy. Maybe a little, but you like it. Yeah, you do. But I also just want to tell you that no matter what's going on between us, you know, obviously I have problems and you have problems and things go wrong and you have bad days, I have good days, I have bad days, you have good days. But the fact is, we are there for each other, regardless of any issues or any problems or, and I just so don't want to lose you. I know a bit, but we can't predict the future. I might get knocked over by a bus tomorrow, or you might be on a plane that crashes. Oh, no, you don't know. That's why we need to cherish every moment that we get together. And trust me, babe, I never, ever, ever take you for granted. Ever. Because you really do enchant me. You beguile me. You inspire me to be a better person. You inspire me to be artistic. I know, I never really shared my poems with anyone. Until you helped me along. Until I read that one to you and then all of a sudden I thought, why not? If he likes it, then everyone else should like it. And that must have been biased on your part because you did like it. But you like me, so maybe... No, I'm not putting myself down. I'm just saying. Yeah. What did you cook for dinner then? My favourite. Oh, I'm gonna cry. No, I'm not upset, I'm happy. No, they're happy tears, I promise. I promise happy tears. I just don't know what I did to ever deserve a person like you. You're an angel sent from above. I love you too. I know my promise. Can we have dessert before dinner? I'm not talking about real dessert. I'm talking about a little fun in the bedroom. I know I said I was tired, but you've woke me up. And you've certainly woke my horn up. Yeah. Come on, babe. We can get a shower together as well. Come on. Come on, let's go.